Public sector unions took a major hit today when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that employees don't have to pay union dues or fees. As Keystone Crossroads' Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports, public school employees could be at the center of the fallout as they make up about a quarter of all union members in Pennsylvania.
In 1964, Roger Miller recorded the hit song King of the Road. It was about a vagabond, the type of guy who didn't bend to societal norms. I don't pay no union dues, I smoke. And in 1964, lots of Pennsylvania workers did pay union dues, approximately 38% of them. Today, that number is down to 13%. One of the last bastions for Pennsylvania's unions is the public sector, especially education.
I did join the union, as many new teachers do.
Keith Williams started teaching in Adams County, south of Harrisburg, in 2000. His union, the Pennsylvania State Education Association, is one of the state's largest, with over 180,000 members. But Williams doesn't like the union's politics, specifically the fact that they lobby for more public spending on education and tend to support Democrats.
I'm not a progressive liberal. It just doesn't resonate with me, and I didn't want any parts of it. So I got out in my second year.
After he left, Williams didn't have to pay full union dues, but his union could charge him what's called a fair share fee. The idea is that if folks like Williams are going to benefit from the contracts that unions negotiate for teachers, they should have to pay something. These fair share dollars can't be used for political spending, but Williams says money is money.
You know, I don't care if it's the air conditioning, I don't care if it's waxing the floors, buying toilet paper. You know, it's still supporting the infrastructure of that organization.
On Wednesday, in a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court agreed. And Williams, who now works for an advocacy group that pushed for this outcome, thinks the fallout for teachers' unions could be major.
There are many union members who were not happy with the political stances that the state and national unions have taken.
Those folks might be tempted to leave, Williams thinks, or there could be others who simply want to save some money. But union leaders in Pennsylvania are defiant.
We all we got!
We all we got!
We all we need!
At a rally after the decision, Jerry Jordan of the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers brushed off concerns that Wednesday's ruling would weaken union power.
I believe that this decision has helped to motivate union members.
Right now, only about 3% of employees eligible for a Pennsylvania teachers union pay fair share fees. Losing those fees won't make much of a dent in union finances. But if this ruling triggers more departures, unions could start to feel a pinch, and it could limit their ability to do stuff like this.
It's a shell game. Governor Corbett cuts $1 billion from education.
That anti-Tom Corbett television ad was part of a push by teachers' unions to get Governor Tom Wolf elected in 2014. The unions also have significant resources to lobby state lawmakers for more education funding, less standardized testing, and limitations on school choice. Less powerful unions could mean less potent advocacy, and that could hurt Democrats. But unions say they're going to put up a fight, and that will start not with lobbying government, but convincing their own members to stay in the fold. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.